Oh, Impy! You know better than to mess around with Daddy's laptop. Here, give me the mouse, till I make sure you haven't done anything you shouldn't. Honestly, Daddy's work laptop. What are you going to do next, girl?
Honestly, Dad, he's so right. I'm not being naughty, he's so right. Daddy switched the laptop onto me and opened the white folder so that I could look at the pictures from the Rainbows concert.
Oh, I haven't seen those myself. Let's have a look.
Okay. There's Anne Hart Griffith, look, doing the long, long, long golden hair Rapunzel. She's doing her song. When will my life begin, son?
Shame she forgot the words halfway through. Must have taken hours and hours to sew all those beads into her hair. She does look stunning, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. She really does. Oh, and here's Linwin. Look. Oh, she must have been absolutely boiling in that snowman costume. Oh, but she was so cute and so funny. She did Olaf's song. Absolutely brilliant. Hi, I'm Olaf, but I like warm hugs.
Oh, bother Linwin and everyone else. Where are your pictures?
Oh, you don't want to see those.
Yes, I do. Come on, Impy. Give me that mouse. Ah, here's my lazy loves. There she is. There's Mrs. Spiggy Sparrow with her little white bonnet with all the flowers and her white dress with the blue spots, blue sash and little white slippers. She's the prettiest one there.
Look at my wings.
I know. That was a good idea of mine to have the Mrs. Spiggy costume made for you, if I do say so myself. No wonder you won a prize, especially as you said the poem without getting one single word wrong, clever Impy Imp. Impy, I wonder if Crystal and Boofy had an end-of-term concert at their school in Toity. Do you think they would?
I don't know, but yes, maybe they would, and Kisto could sing the song, and then maybe Boofy would do a poem. Maybe he'd say a poem about doggies. And at the end.
Don't say it, Impy. Don't say another word. You go and get them. I'll get the iPad. Let's do it. But hey, let me close down Daddy's laptop first, or I don't know what he'll say to us.
Him. to drive you to the concert with all your costumes. Daddy and I will be there in the evening to see you. It's going to be lovely, you'll see. Oh, Mummy, I'm still scared. But you're right, Kisto wouldn't like it if I wasn't there and didn't do my piece. And anyway, I want to see her. And I might not be as good as anyone else, Mummy, but I will try my very best. That's my good Boofy. Now come downstairs. It's time you were getting to store. Mrs. Primrose is waiting. All right, Mummy, all right. Come on, let's go downstairs. Where's my bag? Where's my coat? Oh, goodness gracious, I'm late. Oh.
Round the gills there, old mate. Anyone will think you was performing today.
Oh, shut up, Tommy. I feel awful. I'm really worried for the children.
Oh, don't you fret, Charlie. They'll be all right. Regular little troopers they are, the both of them, ain't they,
Lace? Oh, I suppose so, Tommy, dear, but I can't help feeling a bit nervous too, you know. What if they forget their words?
They won't. Look, me and Tips have been over and over their stuff with them. And young Tim, he's been given an hand. That young'un's a changed nipper since Easter. He's turning into a great little helper, and he's a real boost to the act. Everyone loves him. Anyway, your two don't have nothing to worry about. You'll see. Oh, blimey, I've got to go. There's Mr. Bulldog, the headmaster. Look, we're starting.
Oh, mercy. Here we are. Good luck, Tommy. Yes, good luck, Tommy, dear.
Thanks. And your two, it'll be okay. You'll see.
Oh, Lacey, hold my hand. Here we go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our talent competition. You're going to see some wonderful acts this evening, I know. But first of all, the Toity Primary School Choir will perform for us. Ladies and gentlemen, young Bilford Bear has worked hard this term, and as you can hear, practice makes perfect. Very well, Bilford, you can come down into the audience and sit with your mummy and daddy now. Well done. Next, we have a song from a very special young mermaid dolly, one of only a few mermaid dollies we have in Toity Primary, and she's going to sing... Oh, yes, very appropriate. She's going to sing Part of Your World, ably accompanied by Mrs. Bulldog. Ladies and gentlemen, Crystal Hartgen.
Spend the day warm.
Well done, Crystal. What a little nightingale. Would you like to come down and sit with your mummy? Ah, that's right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have some fantasy footwork. The Dancing Pippa Dolls. Miss Pippa, Tammy, and Britt with their tap dancing trio. Well done, Rosie. Well done. That's right. Down you come. Mrs. Primrose, you might give her a hand. I think she's a little out of breath after all those long notes. Yes, dear, you can take off the red hair now. Next we have a recitation for you, ladies and gentlemen. One of the nicest, most helpful little doggies in the school is going to tell us all about why Mummy doesn't want a dog. Let's all give a huge hand to Boofy Hartgen.
Ahem.
Wonderful, Boofy. Off you go now, back to Mummy and Daddy. Very well done indeed. It was hardest for you, having to come on last, and you so little. Well, that concludes our competition, ladies and gentlemen. While the judges are conferring, we have a great treat. Mr. and Mrs. Tumbles and their son Timmy, who is of course well known to us all, are going to give us their famous clowns routine, as performed at the Toity Circus. So, as the ringmaster would say, take it away! Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Tumbles and Timmy. Well, the judges have conferred, quibbled, and nearly come to blows, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. But a decision has been made. First, I would like to thank everyone who took part in our Toity Primary Talent Contest tonight. And remember, taking part is what matters. Everyone has talent, no matter how big or how small. And now, without further ado, I will give you all the news you are anxiously awaiting. The third prize, for some very beautiful singing and a dazzling costume, goes to Chloe Bratz. The second prize, for a virtuoso performance made possible by some extremely hard work, goes to Bilford Bear. So now, to our winner. And this was a very difficult decision. But in the end, it was unanimous. For courage in the face of terrible stage fright, for a great and funny performance, and for sheer onstage charm. The first prize is awarded to Boofy Hartgen. Well done, Boofy. And thank you all. Once more, let me have a huge hand for all our artistes tonight. but especially for our winner. Thank you all. Safe journey home, and good night.